When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
The morning we left our house, we had been up all night, putting our things on the horse, in cars, and then we had two horses yoked, and we took two cows with us. We were leading them, and they were for the milk on the road, so that we wouldn't starve, and we put as much food as we had at home in our with our belongings, and everybody was shocked. My father's brother came and said, don't go, you'll be killed on the road. But my parents felt, and we all felt, that it was better to be killed on the road than to be sent to Siberia by Russians. And so we went to Rogovka, which is about 2 miles from here. And there were lots of people collected also with their belongings and horses and carts and... And so we just started on the road then. And we walked. It was very organized. We had people who went and saw, forced, you know, to see what's going on. And they came back and they chose the route. And it was raining, I remember. And we kind of felt awful, saying now, driven out of home with no hopes for future, and you say, I can't talk. When I start talking about things like that, I just feel like crying. So what do we do then? I don't know. I can't tell. And you know, and then the rain seemed to emphasize, you know, what was to be expected. During the years in Ireland, I was only concentrated on my family, trying to bring them up, to dress them, and I wasn't thinking about Latvia at all, because for me it was behind the Iron Curtain, which couldn't be penetrated, and it would be dangerous to go there, or even to write letters, because I was afraid that I could create unpleasantness to people who received them. When I thought about going to Latvia was after Gorbachev did pronounce that he was giving some more liberty to people. Well, then I wanted to go and see what was happening there. I read an article in Latvian newspaper where they invited refugees, Latvians, to go back home and to claim their property. So I immediately did it.
Luckily, bye.
We knew that it was a time to leave because the frontier was coming nearer. We could hear all during several months noise of the frontier, but some people said, oh, they breaking stones, and some were saying, oh, you know, something else, and only few were saying that the artillery shooting. But then they were coming so near that there was no doubt. And there were airplanes throwing down. Well, first, I don't know, what do you say, those things that light up the everything you can see? What is all them, rockets? And then they knew where to throw the bombs afterwards. You know, air raids were there like that all the time, day and night. And we knew then that they were coming and that the Germans were retreating. And our voluntary soldiers were with Germans, they were retreating as well. And so we just went on the road. Well, my parents didn't really think that they were leaving home forever. They thought they'll go just a little further, and then the Russians will be stopped, or communists rather, and we'll go back home. But of course, they were moving forwards, and we were retreating, and we finished off at the sea. And we never discussed that we might go somewhere abroad or anything like that. It seemed that it would be very incorrect for a Latvian to want to leave their own country. You know, it seemed to be out of question. But then eventually, when we were at the sea, well, there were ships taking away German army, and they allowed refugees to go on the ship if they wanted to. There was no choice, actually. I don't feel settled in Latvia, but then I don't really know where is my home. Because I lived in Latvia 21 years, I have been born there, I have lived in Ireland about 40 years, I know people around. I'm only getting to know some people in Latvia now. I have lived some years in Germany and in England, about 6 years in England. And my son, Dermot, he loves farming, and he wanted to try out his luck in Latvia. So we went over to the place where I had grown up. Our house was burned down, so for a while we lived with cousins, and then later we bought a house. Actually, I feel more at home in Ireland, because 40 years is longer than 21. I mostly go to Latvia because my son does not understand Latvian language. Well, he's learning it, but he doesn't know it very well. But I suppose he's staying there just because he wants to prove himself as a farmer. It's very hard for him. He's anxious for every word that comes from Ireland or for letters, and he's very lonely and very isolated there.
Yeah.
slim. He is sick. Es neyutor labi. I don't feel well. And for those among us who seldom or never admit to being sick, es nasmo slim. I'm not sick. Es asmo piekusi. I'm tired. Is the matter with you?
The first year I was here, I was here for about 6 months.
Does anything hurt?
I learned virtually nothing. I learned how to say hello, goodbye, so on like that, but apart from that, virtually nothing. And second year, third year, well, I'm learning now. When I am doing my business, I bring my mother with me, and she translates. But also I go myself without mother. I can speak, but I don't know, sometimes there's misunderstandings. Well, this is a Latvian phrase book. It's Latvian English phrase book. And let's see, it's lessons. Lesson number 3. I'll start with the easiest one. Alright. Just read it in Latvian and then English. Tas ir tevs. That is father. Tevs ir ves. Tevs. Father is old. And then, well, tas ir tevs is masculine way of saying it. Then when you're talking about mother, you don't say tas, you say ta ir mate, that is mother. Mate ir vetsa, mother is old. When you're talking about tevs, is old. Tevs ir vets, not vetsa.
Well, Germany was at the war. There were air raids everywhere because the English were bombing all towns. All cities, and there were Russians, and we were all the refugees were kept together. We were in several camps or disused army barracks. And then Germany was still losing war, and the frontier was coming again. So we had to leave again. And this time, we had 2 wheelbarrows, and we began our journey from Rostock. Was it Rostock? Anyhow, towards Hamburg. And we again traveled all day, rested some 4 hours at the roadside, and again, German army were retreating as well. They all wanted to be captured by Americans and English rather than by communists. And then near the town of Schwerin in Germany, I noticed that something strange was happening. The soldiers were stopping their cars, getting out, changing clothes. So I went to them and I said, "What's going on?" And they just said, "Oh, that's war." And the next thing, well, my knees were swollen from walking. I refused to walk in Fuda, so we stopped at the roadside. And next thing, the American army were coming in the town. And on the second vehicle, I remember, there was a Negro. Well, I hadn't seen a Negro in my life. There were no Negroes in Latvia. And he was standing up and holding a gun in his arms. And after about half an hour, the same cavalcade were going back, and this time the Negro was sitting down with the gun between his legs. So I presume that meant that city had capitulated. I don't really know. So it was that we were taken over by Americans. And then Americans did put us in displaced persons camps, like we were called displaced persons then. Red Cross did provide food, and Germans themselves were entertaining us because they felt that they were guilty. So we didn't stay on one place. We walked forwards until we got to Hamburg because we were afraid that the Russians might take over that part of Germany. And after that, we lived in displaced persons camps. We had their dances every evening. And eventually, I went to school, to university, which was displaced persons university in Hamburg. And later I was accepted in a German university. And, well, we all lived, family lived together.
We're going to Riga to Ulbrook to see if I can order some farm machinery. If I can, it'll be the first time that I've been successful since I came to Latvia. I've already been there twice before and I've been unable to order any foreign type of farm machinery. Well, I reasonably believe that I will be able to order some today and maybe pay a deposit. And I'll have the machinery in about 6 weeks' time. I suppose that's about it. So we'll head up. Well, this fella that I'm going to know, I'm happy with him. He's professional and he's honest. I have everything here for spraying the fertilizers here. What I left in some farmer's yard and he stole a few vital parts off it and I just can't use it and I can't get the parts to fix it. On the road to Riga, we're just after passing it's the first major town. It's called Rasna. So we're just after passing Rasna and we still have another 250 kilometres to go to get to Riga. It's one of the few good roads in Latvia. And also in this part of Latvia there's virtually no traffic at all on the road. I have the road to myself.
Sorry?
Thanks for the letter.
your letter?
Yes, your letter.
Ah.
Yeah, support, yeah.
Please, Mara. Oh. Very long time don't speak English.
Oh, no problem.
Many problems. Sprayer.
Yeah.
Sprayer. Mm-hmm.
Or us done this with PCMT said us done this with heat.
Please sit down. Where is your sorry. Please. Just a moment, I mm-hmm. It's not problem. We are ordered this prayer type NL 800 liter sprayer.
Yeah.
No problem. So.
I seem to have one. That's a different.
You are receive that sprayer about 1-2 months. We you.
Yes, 800 liters.
So Latvian language instruction that sprayer. Just a moment, I look one.
I have over 30 hectares, but farming, I'm farming 27 with crops. So over 30 altogether. Some of it has not been marked out yet, so and I haven't farmed it yet. Compared to the local farmers in this area of Latvia, I'm a very big farmer. It's the minimum amount that I could see that I could make a living on. But compared to locals, I'm very big. The locals have maybe average 7 hectares. They farm very badly. Grass, well, I have not seen any meadows yet in Latvia. The grass is just left to its own devices. The corn, when it grows, it looks more like a field of rape. All the yellow weeds in it, it's very hard to see corn. Sometimes, a lot of the time, the crop fails. So if they plant corn, they just plant the corn and they forget about it until harvest time, and they take the salvage whatever they can at harvest time. They cut the meadow when the grass has gone to flower. So it has absolutely no food value for the animals. If they cut it any earlier, they'll have no yield because there's very little grass growing. As can be seen here, there's very little growing. So I think I'll stay here when mother goes back home because I think there's a lot of potential here. So this is the time to get set up in Latvia because the land is cheap. Well, the land is cheap, so there's potential. There's in the future, but not the near future. At the moment, I think I can make I'm hoping to make a much better living than the average person in Latvia out of farming. It's hard to speculate how much, but I do expect to make maybe something over £100 a week, maybe more. It's a conservative guess. But the average person is only earning £7 a week, maybe a little more. Minimum wage is around £28 a month. So I expect to make a lot more from this land, and I expect to buy more land. At the moment, I'm not able to cope with more land, but I am now, but I wasn't before this, because I was trying to get this land. I was trying to get this land so that I could farm properly. I had lots of problems. People didn't like fences going up. People didn't like. They used to walk a certain part of the farm. I tried to make them walk. A few hundred yards to the left of it, so that I could farm, make the farm more of the field. People resented walking a little bit to the left, and I had lots of problems like that. And lots of problems with people just driving over the land. I can plant a crop and people just drive over. Compacting the soil again, but this is what they're used to. But now they leave things alone.
I can order this sprayer. That sprayer, 800 liter. Order?
Yes.
Just moment and letter. Or letter. Just moment. You order this prayer. Just a moment. Would you like order?
Yes. Well, what are the conditions?
Sorry, my English is not good.
Man, now then.
Yeah.
Now doubts now the now their victory.
I see. About one deposits.
Yeah.
deposits. Yes, you can payment. Yes?
Yes,
you can payment about 25% just moment and. But finish payment in
yes,
when you when you when you buy this sprayer.
Yeah. Well, 25,000
About 25%.
25,000 That's 250,500
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, now they're debtor. And no money with me.
Ah, no. I see, I understand, so, yes.
Not that was sad. Akmaram Shetra Desmond, last we saw.
Ah.
So, yes, I'll come back, I'll echo back.
Okay. I must go one office. It's
okay.
My office.
Right.
Yes, I bring you English. Instructions.
Okay.
Yes, prior instructions. Yes, would you like sitting? It's my office.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Well, after hearing the price, I think I'll buy the Russian one. It's a lot dearer than I expected. It's more expensive than I expected. So, I'm not giving the money now. I want to take some time to think about it. I'm not giving the deposit now. I want to have the time to think about it, see if I can afford to buy it or not. I expected for £1,000 less. It's the price I was quoted when I rang up a few weeks ago. So, I just have to do my sums and see if I can afford it. He's one of the best Irish LPs I've heard in a long time. What's going on? This is the Wolf Horns Osgiliath.
When the war was over, Germany had been divided between Americans, English, and Russians. And eventually, I was in the English zone of Germany, and we got an invitation that they wanted the young women to work in hospitals in England because they were very short of hospital staff. And I always had that liking for traveling, for going somewhere. I was delighted at the idea. So I volunteered. And also my friend who was with me, who had gone to the same university, she volunteered as well. And there we met with the first friction between Northern Ireland and Éire, if you like, the other part of Ireland. because seems on staff was the matron was from south of Ireland, and the doctor was from north of Ireland, and well, the matron was very much she was looking after us very well, and she was bringing us to giving us time off for going to church on Sundays. And other nurses didn't like it, and they said that she's doing it only because she's Catholic from Ireland. When I worked in that hospital, we were working like casual workers. Well, we were as nurses, but we weren't trained. So we decided that we wanted to be trained, and we applied for a training course in Nottingham. We were accepted there in the sanatorium, and I was working there as a nurse then, and that's where I met my husband. He was my patient. And then he was discharged, he went home to Ireland, and he asked me to come to Ireland. And so I did. And then we were married in Star of the Sea Church in Sandy Mount, in Gaelic, in Irish language. And the priest didn't know well Irish. Well, my lines, my husband had written down for me what to read. I knew what they meant, and he knew fairly good Irish. So after ceremony, he said to the priest, well, maybe we're not married at all. And the priest says, chance it.
My mother, well, I think she's very determined. Like, when she first came to Ireland and came to Offaly, things were, well, she came from a completely different culture. She settled in Kinnity, and a lot of the people were coming over to have a look at her, see what a Latvian woman looked like. She had a lot of difficulties with eventually 11 children. She ran the shop virtually single-handed in a strange environment, and also with the burden of 11 children, and she made a success of it all. Lately, she has helped me out a lot. And, well, in the last few years, she has helped me out a lot. She has been coming over from Ireland for a few months at a time to help me out. To begin with, I needed her to translate. Well, now I am beginning to learn language, so I don't need her quite as much to translate. But, well, she's able to help me. She has contacts. She has made friends in Latvia. She's made contacts, and she's able to go and talk to them if I have any difficulties and straighten things out for me. Well, these are home videos that I've made of, well, home movies that I've made of my efforts of farming in Latvia. And, well, you were just after looking at the part where I was lying in the land. I had two lorries coming out every day for 4 days. The lime costs approximately £2 a tonne, but bringing the lorries out costs £1,000 altogether. And now you're looking at a machine that picks hay up from the ground and brings it home. It picks it up into a trailer without baling it, without baling or anything, just picks it up loose, like something like picking silage up. So I've had loose hay that year. I had big round bales and had square bales as well. And the hay is very stemmy, very little food value. If it was cut early, there'd be no bulk. This is the fella starting a tractor. It's like the old Irish tractors. It starts on a petrol engine first, and then switch over to a diesel engine. And here's where I was, bought some dung from a farm to spread on the land to try and improve the organic matter. And here we have all the fields that...
This is one of the fields that got...
Oh, you might have sent me. So that year I managed to plough up approximately half the land. So it'd be approximately 14 hectares. And here we have the cattle. I had 50 cattle that year. 50 yearlings. And when I eventually saw them, I was ripped off. I got... The factory ripped me off. The meat plant ripped me off. I got a fraction of what they were worth. And I could do nothing about it. There's no laws in place, nothing in place for me to do anything about it. Could do nothing about it. Just had to take what I got. Also didn't pay me for about 3 months, so I was glad to get empty. I was afraid in case the factory would collapse before I got the money. And it has eventually collapsed. Due to mismanagement. And this is my house that I left behind in Guinity. It's an old house, well, half old, half new. I renovated half it and I built on the same amount beside it. And this is the land I left behind. Tractor and book rake and a few bits of machinery, trailers and things. I could do with them in Latvia. I still own the house in Kinti. I have a sister living in it. Sister and her family. Well, it's an insurance just in case I have to come back to Ireland. These things are still kind of volatile here in Latvia with our big neighbour beside us. Russia. So we're kind of afraid in case Russia wants to expand westwards again.
If you enjoyed this documentary, you might like to listen to our other Documentary on One productions. Visit rte.ie/docon1.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.